The last year, we broke into three distinct groups: global account managers, key account managers, and regional account managers. And basically, the reason we did this was we have I think a pretty unique model in place where we're territory-less when it comes to selling. So if a salesperson has the customer relationship, right, they can deal with that customer anywhere and get credit, if you will, for sales everywhere in dealing with that account. It's that old one neck to hug, which is nicer than the other, more violent one throat to choke kind of analogy there. But this has proven to be really successful for us, but we had to put a little focus around it. So what we did was our global account managers handle a small group of customers that are very well penetrated, that are doing things globally, and we invest in training them and all the nuances of doing global business with an enterprise customer. So the fewer customers are highest performers as a result too. These are folks that have the very best relationships, and they sell the complete portfolio. So they're very open-minded to expanding the portfolio penetration from services, professional managed services, all variety of technology. So they really are our global sales force. They're called GAMs, Global Account Managers. The next rung is Key Account Managers, CAMs. And those folks they have a list of customers that they're developing. And it's a list that we focus on, and we measure their results. We spend a lot of time building plans, customer plans, to help them be successful with those customers. And frankly, if we're not making progress, we spend time reassigning customers there too. We don't want to leave a customer dormant where we're not having success because we don't have the right engagement with the right person on that. So the CAM list, if you will, is something that's always evolving. We're always monitoring it and working with our folks to be successful there. And what we found is some of our best key account managers wind up becoming global account managers as they get more successful with a smaller group of those customers on their list. We start to reassign some of the others to other CAMs, to other RAMs, and they kind of move up into the GAM structure. So we've been seeing our global account team growing in the last year as a result of that. The last group are our regional account managers. And one of the things when you're territory-less that happens to a company is people drive by customers on their way to the airport because everyone can go everywhere, and we're not successful in our own backyards. So the regional account manager, the RAM approach is to change that, is to focus on being successful in our regions. And these folks are largely focused on verticals that might be strong in that geography. They're also focused more on acquisition than the other folks that have named customers. So they do a bit more acquisition there too. And if you take that whole group of GAMCAM RAMs and you bundle them together, they're an offshoot of this strategy we have called RAD, Retain, Acquire, and Develop. And we're constantly doing that. We're constantly trying to figure out a way to focus on customer retention, to focus on customer development, and to be very strategic about our acquisition planning. So of all those different varieties of reps I mentioned, they're all allowed, if you will, to acquire customers because, references come or things come our way. Maybe a big RFP that's strategically important to the company, we'll assign that to a good salesperson. But all the acquisition in Whitlock has to be approved. Every salesperson has to build a business case for it before they can pursue it, which gets us out of this, the old school integration chasing cranes kind of mentality. We have to have a plan. We have to have a strategy for going after new business. Because frankly, we feel as though if we took our top 100 customer list right now and never signed another customer, we can meet our growth expectations for the next 5 years if we execute on our sales plan.
Can you just talk about why do you feel like Whitlock is in a good position in today's integration market?
Sure. That's definitely my favorite thing to talk about. It's a lot more than a well-executed strategy, which we have. It's our people and our culture. And, the way I describe our culture is, we're a company that's great to work for and a company that's great to work with. And those are easy things to say, incredibly difficult things to deliver on. It's a simple phrase, But when people love their jobs, it's contagious, and it sets the stage for people to do more and to go above and beyond. And when you're a great company to deal with, it means your customers love you too, right? And your partners love working with you as well. That's what we're trying to establish, and we work toward every day. I get stopped at industry events, some of them yours, you know, by some peers, even sometimes at competitors, you know, and they ask me, what's it about your culture? You know, how do you guys do that? And I'm always humbled to hear that our positive culture is a big part of our reputation, you know, and how I answer the question is pretty simple. And, you know, first I say I'm humbled and flattered, you know, by the question in and of itself. And then I share with them that it's a constant work in progress. You know, it's not a mission statement or a vision poster that you hang on a wall. It's the embodiment of all those sentiments and goals that we strive for. You know, it's a lot of work on a daily basis to continuously improve, and it's walking the walk every day. You know, it's conducting business in a thoughtful, caring way, you know, with integrity and treating your employees, customers, and partners with respect. And working on those relationships every day. It's never done. That's what I like telling people. It's never done. I can't say we have a great culture. It's not done. But when we adopt the approach we have and we really believe in it like we do and we make the investments, it's a labor of love and it doesn't even feel like work. I think that is what differentiates us. I know our customers feel it. When we have an interview, I have a big interview coming up with a prospect this week. I can't wait to talk to them. They were referred by another customer.